琉球エンドプライムダラマトーク。 Universe is not something physical. Universe is not material. It is a spirit. It's enlightenment, enlightened spirit. And it is infinitely development, moment to moment.However, it is not easy for us, the human beings, to imagine the something infinite development, the moment to moment develops. Moment to moment, the joyfulness increases, the moment to moment, the happiness increases, the moment to moment, the beauty increases.For us, who lives in a human world, it's difficult to imagine because we are living in a world that opposite moment to moment decreases the beauty. The moment to moment, physically, everything's go down physically. As time goes by,We get old, as time goes by, the food are no longer be able to eat after a couple of days, maybe even in a day or two. Actually, there's only one thing that something increases in this human world, materialistically. What is it?It's the money. If you put in money to the bank, that it increases the interest, by the interest. And you see the numbers really increases. That's why people will be attached to the money. It's a projection of the wishes, something opposite of the human world. That.Increases the every moment because we are living in the opposite world. The true reality of the universe is infinite development of the spirit. The true reality of the existence is the same. Then how we able to unify itwith a world of infinitive development. Actually, our psychological structure created as that we have to increase the development. Otherwise, it decreases. What this mean? What did I meant by that?Let's say, for instance, the most important practice for the Mahayana Buddhism is, which is, the word is the Dhyana, which is the first practice of the Mahayana Buddhist, which is written in the Heart Sutra, Dhyana. Often it is translated as generosity,But actually, it means that to give merit to others. The prayers and action to give merit for others really increases your Buddha nature. I mean, the Buddha nature will be spring out from you because it is deepestlevel of yourself. Get back to the subject. How our spirituality could be able to unify its infinitive development. When you put prayers and action to give merit to others. What is interesting is the more you pray for others to give merit, the more you pray for the world to give merit, we start to recognize that there is the opposite heart, opposite aspect of the heart exists in our subconsciousness. Which means that opposite of the giving merit, wishing to give merit to others, is the wishing not to give merit to others. This element also exists in our subconsciousness, in our heart. It is because everything in the human world has done with the opposite of each other. Right and left, man and woman, self and others, good and bad, want to give merit and want not to want, wishing to give merit, which means ego. Right after you start putting prayers to give merit for others in a chanting, you start realize opposite heart exists in your subconsciousness. Otherwise, if you aren't, it means that you are still not open your eyes to see your own heart. And how much you see your heart is how much wisdom you are awakened to. Because all of us, in each one of us, have 10 different worlds from hell to the pure and enlightened world in our subconsciousness. Each one of us, there's no expectation. And what to do when you realize the opposite heart of the giving, even though it is a practice of the Mahayana Buddhist and it is a way to awaken your Buddha nature. Some people just ignore one and pretend that it doesn't exist. And some people try to excuse inside. And some people who feel shy or shame about it and then try to increase more the giving heart. And the person who struggle and increase the giving heart because of the opposite heart exists, because of the realization of the opposite heart exists, these persons start increase the heart of giving. And this is fitting to the spiritual development of the universe. And this person receive the unification of the great love of the great spirit. We human beings are living in a karmic world, but let's not get caught by karma, and we just increase our giving heart, that spirit of the dhyana, give merit for others, and just keep going without any expectation. Then you start receiving the unification of the great spirit, and this will give you the state of the infinite development, which is moment to moment increases the happiness. The moment to moment increases the richness of the heart. Actually, that is the meaning of the Gyate, Gyate, Hara, Gyate in Heart Sutra. Repeatedly go to the other shore. Means go to, unified is the infinitive development of the spirit. Then the future brightness is in your hand. All divas and all bodhisattvas in the spiritual world and all Buddhas are with you and welcoming you to the world of infinitive development. Let's be in this state. Wish all of you the bright future that in your hands.